a fierce primary battle is playing out in one of the most conservative parts of the state. The campaign between two House members from Eagle River to take over Senator Anna McKinnon's District G seat is getting increasingly malicious, with both candidates accusing the other of slinging mud. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the primary is turning into a fight over what it means to be a true conservative.
Representative Dan Sadler has lived in the Eagle River Chugiak area for almost three decades, during part of which he had a career as a newspaperman at the now-defunct right-leaning Anchorage Times. He and his primary opponent have a long list of issues on which they're generally aligned. Sadler wants to reform education and cut government services to fix the state's deficit.
To those people that say that we've cut to the bone, I would say balderdash. I know there's places to reduce more spending, and those are not even the harsh cuts. Those are difficult, but not harsh.
Sadler wants school vouchers, cuts to Medicaid, and for the state to court more investment from oil companies. Though he originally voted for SB 91, the omnibus crime bill designed to slow prison spending, now Sadler's campaigning for a full repeal. He says that he and his opponent, Representative Laura Reinbold, have largely consistent values but extremely different ideas about how to put them into practice. Sadler points to his record of working within the Republican caucus to bring results to his district. He holds up his committee assignments, bills he's helped guide through the House, and specific budget reductions he's helped implement. His argument is that voters should pick him because he's proven himself adept at pulling the levers of power in Juneau.
Senator is by nature a complicated job that involves work in an established institution with lots of rules. If you can't play by the rules, you cannot be an effective senator. You might be a gadfly, you might be an iconoclast, but you're not actually doing the things and accomplishing the things you claim to want to do.
Call it effective, call it establishment, Sadler's positioning himself as the insider candidate. And he's got the high-level Republican endorsements to prove it, including the seat's outgoing holder, Senator Anna McKinnon. Implicit in this argument is the suggestion, sometimes subtly, sometimes overtly, that this is the approach to governance his challenger lacks.
While my opponent is more polarizing and gets more publicity, I'm much more productive. I'm much more of a workhorse and far less of a show horse.
The jab is at Reinbold and refers to when she was booted from the majority caucus in 2015 after voting against the Republican-drafted budget. Even though it cast her out into the wilderness, Reinbold sticks by the move because she says the spending bill did not align with the party's values.
Our principles, our caucus principles said that we will save for future generations and we will live within their means. I'm an absolute believer in principles. I think if we have principles, we need to stick by our principles.
Similar to her opponent, Reinbold sees public safety imperiled because of SB 91, thinks the state education system needs to be reformed, and believes that the outgoing Senate majority didn't do enough to tighten the state's belt. Also, like candidates on both sides of the partisan divide, Reinbold wants more money for the permanent fund dividend, determined by the old legal formula. Reinbold grew up in Alaska, went to Anchorage Public Schools, and worked in business and healthcare. If Sadler is casting himself as the insider, Reinbold is appealing to voters as the insurgent, touting her record of speaking up for true conservative values, even when it might come at the expense of effectiveness.
He doesn't represent the constituency. He represents the good old boys club in Juneau.
Primary contest between the two has gotten vicious. In interviews, both candidates complained about the other's negative campaigning, but each offered unprompted attacks at the other's voting record, character, and conduct. Both have leveled accusations of misleading mailers and unfair attack ads.
Right.
And he sadly voted for dangerous SB 91, creating a crime epidemic.
You're out!
I'm the proven, bold conservative leader. Representative
there is a third self-described conservative in the race for Senate District G, but he's running as a Democrat. Oliver Sheese is a retired Marine who vacationed in Alaska during his childhood and moved permanently to Eagle River with his family 3 years ago. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
A separate Republican primary race in Anchorage has descended into acrimony and personal attacks. That three-way contest is for District 26, encompassing large parts of South Anchorage. Over the weekend, two political blogs reported that a group connected to candidate Joe Riggs sent a mailer to voters that claimed to be from one of his opponents, touting the opponent's support for gay rights. In a Republican primary in a relatively conservative district, the move is seen as trying to discredit the rival, Albert Fogle, because he's married to a man. Riggs did not respond to multiple messages Monday, The move drew a rare rebuke from Alaska GOP Chairman Tuckerman Babcock, who said the mailer, quote, crossed a line. A third candidate, Laddie Shaw, is also running in the primary race.